"Behold the blood you have spilled," she cried. "Blood of your descendants. Thou shalt feel their pain, the suffering you caused them." Bernard was now almost completely drenched in blood. "And the suffering of my beloved David," Bernard moaned in pain. "Dear God, what is that?" I whispered. There was a low moaning sound as ghostly white figures drifted down the stairs, tattered and trailing puffs of mist from their arms and legs, the bluish pearls of their deathly eyes piercing the gray mist. They moved laboriously, as though in chains. They were coming closer and closer. My heart pounded as they drifted by me. Then I realized who they were. They were the souls of the undead, of those who had suffered because of Bernard in this house. The hideous sounds became louder and louder. Bernard placed his hands over his ears to try and drown them out as they echoed through the room. They became a scream of agony. "Listen to them," she said to him. "They are the cries of all who have died because of you. Their spirits cannot rest until you are destroyed. Their blood shall be on your soul, Bernard, for all eternity."